Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while, and I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing, and kind of like blocking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local. We're right next door. And we're across the country. And we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen, Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Carrie Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 hairradio.com network.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to welcome back to the broadcast today our incredible special guest host, guest contributor. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. Well, I am so excited to have her back to talk on this very particular topic that she does. It's really like a series that she does exclusively for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's her 10 Things You Should Know. So who gets the treatment today? It is a gentleman that we just recently lost. Of course, we're talking about the mega, mega superstar in the way of Black hair care, Dr. Willie Morrow. So, Mary Reed Johnson, good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely glad to be here. It's always just exciting. I just appreciate you.
Well, back at you. And we're going to find out all about what's new with you and Hair Head Heart coming up a bit later. So first, Mary Reed Johnson, I've got to jump in. What on earth? Now, listen, I thought I knew just about everything about Dr. Willie Morrow. And just to tell you quickly, I had interviewed him like literally decades ago. We're talking over about, here's my age going out there, but about 20-something years ago, literally. And his daughter and I have been friends like ever since. Cheryl Morrow is just has been an incredible beacon in my little life, and the fans, you guys have gotten to know her. She's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show many, many, many times, and just that her family and what they represent and what she represents, and she's carried the torch. I call her literally hair royalty. You'll always hear that. That's how I refer to her because, to me, Dr. Morrow's the hair king. So real excited. So I can't wait to hear what Mary B. Johnson has put together for us today. So Mary B. Johnson, take it away.
All right. Well, number one, legends never die. So even though he's not physically here with us.
We're starting at number 10, right, Mary?
We're going
to count down.
Yes.
So this is number 10. Yes.
In recognition of that, I'm going to say everybody's got to lay hands on CBS Sunday Morning. There was just a small tribute to him, and I think that's important. So look at the July 17th, if you can find it, CBS Sunday Morning, and you'll see a little bit about...
Yeah, you can YouTube the guys out there, so
I think that's always good. So that would be my number 10. But he had a lot of layers, so we're going to chop into some of those layers that Lily represented. And one of them ties into what you mentioned already about his daughter, Cheryl. So one of the things Lily had was a newspaper, and it was called the San Diego Monitor, and he actually... ran it for many years, and then his daughter, Cheryl, took it over. So I think that's another interesting fact about Willie.
Absolutely. In fact, the San Diego Monitor News, that Cheryl, mm-hmm. that she has taken over that, which has been incredible, and it's a great digital brand. I usually get the digital version online and read. Cheryl herself always has a unique way of looking at things. And she's been able to do some incredible things with this. And she's, I kind of always think of her as kind of almost like the same as, the story with Nat King Cole, and then you got Natalie and her success. That's what mm-hmm. Cheryl has always put me in the mind, for lack of a better, different way to say it. But that's what she's always put me in the mind of, just someone who's carried the beacon on, from a very successful dad.
So this is the type of thing, and you don't have to always come from royalty. I'll say fact number 8 would be that he had 2 children, but he came from a fairly large family by these standards.
Really?
He was one of 8 children.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. And, tied to that.
Was he born out in California?
No, he was from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and his mother and father, I'm going to say that they would be the next one, number 7, they were sharecroppers. And you know what a sharecropper is?
Well, I definitely remember, wasn't the sharecropper the folks who after slavery ended, maintained the land for people to have, farms and stuff like that. But tell us what your research revealed.
Well, that's exactly. So his parents, he created a legacy and royalty, but he didn't come from that, is what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter. It's like if you are of sound mind and have intent to do better for the world around you, then you can. He didn't let anything stop him.
Wow. Well, I'm just, I'm impressed with that. I really am. And I have to say, to hear so many incredible folks in the hair and beauty industry talk so lovingly of Dr. Morrow's commitment to the hair and beauty industry, and what he has done for so many. I'm raising my hand as well. He's always been someone that I have modeled my career and life after as well. And everybody I know, we all, look up to Dr. Morrow. everybody I know in the hair business. So this has been, it's really big. So thank you, Mary, for doing this. This helps us to put his life into perspective. And we wanted to do that as a very special tribute on our broadcast.
Yes, a lot of people didn't know about the magazine or the newspaper.
Right.
They didn't know where he came from, But I bet you they definitely didn't know number, I think we were at seven.
Number seven.
Or six. I've lost count
six.
Already.
Okay. But, well, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll give a bonus.
But this is a bonus. It might be extra. But he also wrote several books. He had at least about a dozen books.
Wow. Now, are these books out there on the internet or through?
Some of them still are. Yep, some of them still are. There was one that he wrote that had to do with how to cut hair, you know, Afro hair, when you know, from the time he was in the military, or he helped the military.
He actually did a book about that. I didn't know.
Yep,
that.
It was a manual on how to properly cut textured African American hair. That one I think you can still find. Let me look up the title. The title was The Principles of Cutting and Styling Negro Hair.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. So that was mainly for military people on military bases and in combat zones. So can you imagine?
Wow. Yes. I heard he was contracted by the Department of Defense
yep,
to do just
exactly.
that, to teach and educate them. And I know Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Show has talked about it as well on his broadcast. This is really incredible for me to know. I love everything about Dr. Morrow, every detail. This is, I just, you know, I see myself in you know, I see glimpses of the work that I attempt to do. If it somehow can just, you know, even be measured to some degree in some kind of, you know, comparison, and just incorrect.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you can start from anywhere. Because even though he got a contract with the Department of Defense, like you mentioned, he was initially, as far as a barber, he was self-taught. So that is another fact that people don't know.
Now, that I didn't know.
Nope.
Really?
Yes. So he self-taught and then, you know, grew whatever. I don't know. I haven't found a clear answer on when he decided to get formal training. But I'm not even sure even by the time
he might have been grandfathered in, you know, how they grandfathered a lot of the folks who were out there for so long when they started regulating it were, you know, on.
Well, I could get that, but it's like, how in the world do you get a government contract? People, you know, spend years trying to get a government contract.
That's what I was about to say. And back in the day, now it's even more prevalent to some degree, but but back in the day, you know, when nobody's even seen, I love Dr. Morrow's story because it reminds me so much, you know, when, you know, we don't sleep. Those of us who are really on our grind about the hair and beauty industry and business, you know, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, we don't sleep. We we're always on it. And
that's official.
So,
I know with you. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you're very kind. And we are looking for those nooks and crannies that, and really it's to help folks. And it's, and so I get it that he was doing something way before other folks even had a morsel of an idea of, you know, he was on to 50 other things. It's
right?
Just incredible. Yeah. He reminds me of like the Ben Franklin of, you know, I know Ben Franklin, you know, there's a controversial thing about slaves and all this stuff and all this other stuff, but he was an inventor and had so many different ideas and spread his knowledge. So by that,
they didn't allow themselves to be put into a box and stay there.
No, not at all.
So multidimensional is definitely the way. So we got the newspaper, we've got the self-teaching and government contracting, we got a book written, right?
Yes.
You know that he also had arts exhibits?
What?
Yes.
Really?
So his main one was one called, it was called Textures, the History of Black Hair. And one of the places it was at Kent State University. So even at university level, He was recognized for doing his thing.
Yeah.
Well, so I would say we're probably around number five, but I mean he didn't have a box. He's like, I think I could do that too. And
exactly.
He did.
And you know what? That's the thing about why, you know, the African American community, we take hair so literally. It's much more than something that's cosmetic for us. It is cultural. It is community. It means so much more. It kind of relates us, connects us all, if you will. And it's just something that we really bond over, pardon the pun there. So I'm just so grateful to all that he has accomplished. So Mary, thank you. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
he wasn't selfish.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't selfish. Nope. He kind of spread his ideas around in different ways. And actually, you two, when I get towards number two and number one, you guys have even more in common than you know, I think.
Wow. Now that's a super teaser. I can't wait till you get down there. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
So we talked. Okay, he had the book. He had the newspaper, he had government contract, he got on the university with his art show, right? Is this really sounding like you, right? He also had a product that he's tied to. A lot of people thought he invented the Jerry Curl, but he was dabbling with some stuff. But he did make it popular. And
yes,
how
well, this is what I heard about that too, Mary. You're right about the Jerry Curl. So you say he did make it popular. He popularized the curl back in the day.
Yes. So what happened was he was dabbling with different products and things like his daughter does, to my understanding as well.
Yeah, like Cheryl.
And and so he sold his experiment to Jerry Redding. So
right,
Jerry
right.
Redding, if you've heard of Redken, Nexus, and that family, he tweaked it.
And that was the name Jerry.
Yes. So I used to wonder, what was the difference between like a California Curl and a Jerry Curl or a Wave Nouveau and, some of those others? The California Curl, which I thought was superior, was actually his formulation.
Right, his thing, exactly. And we remember that they had the two. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be that old.
I might be older than you. I'm not sure, but we're both
there.
Young in spirit. So
we're young in spirit. But I'll tell you something. And to know that our world would match up again or meet up about this and talking about the curls, and even Cheryl had created something with the Curl Academy and that she would talk about on one of our shows. So I'm loving this whole story today, and I've got to just take a moment to say, first, it is incredible, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say my very, very special guest co-host today. You guys know her, Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So, Mary, let's take a moment to chat about Mary, okay? So first, Mary, thank you again for doing this incredible job, and we'll continue the countdown in just a moment. But what on, for the folks that are just finding out about Mary today, this is their first time hearing about Hair Head Heart. What can you tell everybody? So all the fans will know what Hair Head Heart is all about. Mary.
Well, it is all of those things from the top down, your hair to your head to your heart, all the things that might affect it. And, for example, like safety for service hair care providers or things related to industrial hygiene. So how can they extend their careers just by being more knowledgeable about, you know, these types of things? So I have a book that is in process and trying to get the last little leggings of that tied up. But in the meantime, I might put out the second book before I put out the first one, just in a different format, yes. But it's about salon safety, so that's my bend right now.
Well, you're going to come here and talk about it, I hope, to all the
sure.
fans at the Hair Radio Morning Show and over at the Upscale Magazine Radio Network. I would just love it. We want to hear more from Mary Ree Johnson.
All right.
Airhead
it's Heart. Coming.
All right. Well, listen, Mary, I want to get back to this amazing countdown. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, Mary joins us from time to time with, and it's always the 10 things that you should know. And so today, who gets the treatment but a gentleman who we just recently lost, mega star in the world of black hair care, a hair scientist, if you will, a hair educator, an entrepreneur. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Dr. Willie L. Morrow. And you guys know him well. His daughter's been with us. And I can't even, Cheryl, I don't even know how many times to say Cheryl has been on this show. She's a legend in her own right, and rightfully so. So we are going to continue this conversation this morning with Mary Ree Johnson, on the incredible Willie L. Morrow. Mary,
well, my number three fact about Willie, it ties to his books, which he talked about. He had several, but the one that just like put him off the map was 400 Years Without a Comb.
Yes, it did.
Yes, and my favorite line that I still use in my practice today is, I'm pretty sure it came from that book, and it is something about when our ancestors came here, they weren't allowed to pack first. And he talks about, you know, rediscovering this rich history and you know, why he felt compelled to, or we as a people felt the need to find alternatives. And it's not that we're, you know, odd and obsessed on hair or that we're shallow. It's that we needed to find out what was similar that we could use over here that we used to use, you know, before we came over. And so I thought that was just
eye-opening. Well, speaking of 400 Years Without a Comb, that is, which was made into a documentary. And that's, you guys can find it on YouTube out there and watch it. And I encourage you to do so. It's the real story. But what amazes me is that's how I got to discover Dr. Morrow. I remember about this and had a chance to talk with him about this documentary so many years ago. And this was long before it became in vogue for everybody to have a documentary.
Right?
It really was. He was, Dr. Morrow was way ahead of his time, Just a smart man who knew how to innovate and educate and inform, how to, you know, support community and culture.
Yep, very productive. And, just an amazing human.
Absolutely.
Related to that, though, because you are also, I know you think I'm just shining the apple, but for real, you are also an innovator.
We're not going to give number one yet.
I'm only on number two. I guess
you're on number two. Okay. Here we go. Number two. And Mary, did you? So if I could even be mentioned in remotely in the same breath, I'm honored. What a great honor.
Really? He also operated radio stations.
Yes,
so he had a newspaper.
Yes.
He had a newspaper. He had an art traveling show or two. He had several books. He, you know,
brought back the Afro pick, you know, all kinds of things. And he popularized the Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
But on top of those things, he had a radio station.
That's right. So, I did hear about that, an FM station, I heard. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what you two.
Yeah,
yes,
you know what?
You two have that in common.
That is a big thing. Well, he was hair radio first. So we tip our hat to this incredible man. And I remember even myself being out in L.A. when I lived out in California. And Stevie Wonder owned a station out there too. I wonder whatever happened to that. But yeah, so many of these, because I'll tell you, especially from that generation, they, and Cheryl talks about this even on one of her appearances on our show. She mentioned that all of these great generational gentlemen from the hair and beauty world, it was important that they put their funds and monies into a way to, you know, communicate with everybody and to get the word out about different things. It was one of the first things that everybody did, pretty much from that generation. So whether it was a magazine or a newspaper or a radio show, it was done.
Well, it certainly worked because he wasn't broke, to my understanding. So.
No, I've heard that And we're going to, you know, one of these days we'll get Cheryl Morrow. You guys can, of course, keep tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll get her on at some point to bring us up to speed and kind of to respond to some of these wonderful countdown items today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Mary, please kindly do a review just from number 10 to number 2.
All righty. One thing, he was recognized on July 17th on the CBS Morning Show as a barber who popularized the Afro pick.
Yes, you guys can YouTube that out there. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. 9 is about his actually, because the line was that legends never die, but they are born. So he was born October 9th, 1939. 8, let's see. His parents were sharecroppers.
Wow.
7,
amazing.
He was a self-taught barber in San Diego.
Yeah.
6, he has about a dozen books, but one more popular than the other. Well, there were several that are popular, one of them being one based on how to cut Afro hair in the military, and related to that, number 5, I believe it is, he had government contracts, a defense contract, right?
Exactly, early on,
Yes, number 4, I believe it was an exhibit. He had an exhibit, an art exhibit that toured the country. One of the places, was Kent State. Yes. And that was Textures, the History of Black Hair.
Yes, wow.
3, he was the one who sold and popularized product that became really stellar, the Jerry Curl.
California, that's right.
Yep. He had California Curl, and then he sold it to Jerry Redding, yes.
Right, yeah. And so the Jerry was spelled, I think, J-H-E-R-I.
Yes, so that was how Jerry Redding spelled his name. So.
Yes.
Number 4 was his most popular book, was 400 Years Without a Comb.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the historical information and how he presented it was amazing. And he did have some co-writers, but this is about him today. So
it
was a wonderful, wonderful piece of literature. Yep.
Yes.
3. That might have been 3. And then he was also a radio station. He operated a radio station, like Carrie.
Ah,
Yes.
Well, I'm
and then
excited.
Number two, I may have my numbers off, Gary.
I think you covered number 10 through
okay.
number
okay.
two. But I'm
and
going
then,
to tell everybody.
But
yes,
I've got number one.
You've got to
have number one.
Yes,
and that complete.
Right. But we got to give you the drum roll, everybody.
Okay.
And again, what you want to do is, read for yourself. You know, take a moment to Google Dr. Willie Morrow. Tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Visit our online community at HAIRadio.com. We're going to put Mary's Countdown there and so much more information that you can read and listen to and watch at HAIRadio.com. You can become a member. It's free to sign up. Or go to HRmember.com. HR member without the app. Go to HRmember.com and register for a free membership to our online community. We're going to put a whole lot more information on Dr. Willie Morrow there. Okay, Mary Reed Johnson, we're ready for the number one thing we should know about Dr. Willie L. Morrow. Take it away.
Well, aside from the many other categories that he represented, he also had three patents that
really?
People wouldn't have known that he would be recognized for, but I'll just tell you
wow.
a short version of them. One, he actually ended up getting a patent for the Afro comb in 1976.
Right.
Two, he got a patent in 1980 for a double twist hair roller.
Mm.
And the third patent he got most recently was for a hair straightening nozzle that you put on a blow dryer.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
was in
well,
2000.
That's the one that I remember, the you know, that did real well, which is still out there on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
you know, like an Amazon, all that stuff. I've seen it. Yeah, that's how I got to when I got to know him, I remember that the blow dry nozzle that he was really known for. And this was a while ago, too. But, yeah, it's been out there. He's mm-hmm. sold a whole bunch of everything he's done. Just such a smart man. And
yeah, and he just
I'm
did
impressed.
It. So he, you know, definitely an inspiration, a modern-day inspiration, I hope, for everyone. It's like if you think it, try it, do it. It, you know, why not? Willie Morrow said we could.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like the idea, Mary, that we are continuing his legacy.
Absolutely.
And that Cheryl Morrow, it represents that. His family represents it. We want to, of course, extend our heartfelt appreciation to all that they have done to contribute to our community and the world of black hair. So,
yes. And
Mary Reed Johnson.
Can I throw in one more thing?
Sure.
You know, this man was still married to the same woman of 56 years.
I have to say he really was a stand-up man and
mm-hmm.
just a great person. And there's so many, let me just say that there are many, many black men who are in the same vein as Dr. Willie Morrow, and we don't hear of it. It's not
mm-hmm.
popularized on television.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in vogue to talk about. It's usually what you guys know about the media and the general media we're talking about. And so we're not always painted in the right scope or looked at
mm-hmm.
in the way that we should be. But we can look to the incredible work of Dr. Morrow. And so today, Mary Reed Johnson helped to peel back a little bit of this incredible man and with her 10 things that you should know. Mary, thank you again. Hair, head, heart. Check it out, everybody. Mary Reed Johnson,
always a
great
pleasure.
Job. All right. Okay. Outstanding. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well, mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes. So technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call steam buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft, and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair, as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business, and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child, so I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. And I see that you're very happy when you do this, because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that, because they, you know, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And I actually still have, you know, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this, because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, spiritual, educational, it's emotional, you just, the more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs. And then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, Ahava, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical free, and also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Ahava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at ahavafelici.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felici Dodd, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, you know, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path. And I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning. There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, the if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, six. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturalists to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to the radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come out, because you make it sound so great.
Okay. Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater. We're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like some open store hours to just come in. And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art, in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
And I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs, because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lock
twisting. And how do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank
you. You really are, and you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or...
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and of course the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. Yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure, and you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you. I sure will.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahava, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Just to be stronger. Comparison to who you think I am. You always wanna talk it through.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and if it is mid-show and we are live, it's time for the host check. And, of course, I've got with me my incredible co-star, co-host. You guys know her all the way from Walter Valley, Mississippi. It's my great pleasure and honor to welcome back Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. How are you, Carrie?
How's that for an introduction?
That's great. Thank you so much. Thank you. And good
Absolutely.
Morning to all of our fans.
Yes, yes. And it is mid-show.
Welcome to mid-show.
They've been listening to us. Exactly. And what I want to kind of get into, yes, and welcome to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know that 1,000%. And also, we got to kind of shout out our new fans over at Upscale Magazine Radio, where they hear quite a bit, and it's a great pleasure, again, an honor. Well, listen, I kind of want to jump in. There are quite a few things on the table this morning to talk about.
All right.
But first, how are you doing down there in Mississippi? There's been such a heat wave over, especially where I'm in, Brooklyn and in the Northeast. But how are you coming along and the folks down in Mississippi where the weather's been kind of brutal?
We're doing well down here. It's hot, and we've had a heat advisory for a long time, and I don't see an end in sight right now. So we're hanging in here.
Well, just stay cool, you know, stay hydrated, all those things that they tell us every day. And try to stay in that. Okay, well, listen, I want to tell you, first of all, you guys know Tuesday mornings are kind of like our Mondays because we don't do the Hair Radio Morning Show live on Mondays. We're live for live call-in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's 5 to 8 if you're in the central time zone like Nicole Marie and so many other folks out there. So what happens here on Mondays, it's kind of like a three-day weekend. So we're out Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and we encourage you to just tune into our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio partner over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. You can listen to Classic Hair Radio Morning Shows episodes over there. You can hear Upscale, amazing Upscale content about the magazine and so many things that they have going on, and lots of things. So all that to say, Nicole Marie, how was your weekend, if you will? And did you do anything spectacular?
My weekend was great, Carrie. Always, when it's the weekend, don't really plan anything ahead of time unless something is just scheduled. But for the most part, that's like family time. We hang out and do something with the kids and, you know, just hang out and have quality family time. My weekend was great.
Are your kids at that age where they are, the parents are, you know, you guys kind of stop being so cool and they want to go hang out with all their kids, you know, the other kids their age and type thing? Or do they still think, are they still at that age where they think you guys set the moon and the stars?
A little bit of both. Our oldest is 17. So she's kind of in that real funny stage right now.
Yeah,
sometimes she wants to be bothered. Sometimes she doesn't. So, when we're cool,
well, we remember
she jumps in.
Yeah.
Right. And my other two, they're more so, they love doing stuff with me and my husband. So.
So you got the best of both worlds.
Yes.
Okay, Definitely. I tell all my friends, there's just no easy way, You know, they're just, this is what you got to, you know, this is a lot, but
that's
it's nice.
The things
Things you go through. Well, see, that's what I love about your contribution to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're a mom. You're a wife. You're a working, incredibly busy working person. And you're, of course, a co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, yeah.
So,
can't forget that.
Yeah. You're very, very busy, amongst many other things that you do over there. So we appreciate you. We do.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I love being here.
Thank you. Well, listen, now talking a little bit about being here, I want to also shout out to Blue, our recent contributor. You guys know her. And, she'll be back with us on tomorrow's show. But what I do want to talk a little bit about her, I don't say behind the bat this morning. We're going to say Divine Energy Candles. Yeah. All with love.
Those candles.
Yeah, we get to appreciate her. Yes. She does this incredible thing. And, you know, one of the things that I absolutely adore about Blue, when she came to us, you guys heard her talk. You know, I've interviewed a lot of people. We have Nicole Marie on this broadcast. And I remember what she said. She really beat the drum. The last thing on her interview that she did, when you guys listen, I'll get it on again. The last thing that she said was that make sure that you tell people if they need help or have questions as she discusses her health issues and things of that nature.
Yes.
And so much more. She really made a point to kind of stop me in my tracks and to make sure that this information was communicated.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I will never forget that. That, to me, is a true sign of someone who cares about other people.
Yes, yes. I love that, too, about her. She has such an inspirational story.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important. A lot of times when we go through, all of us, at one time or another, we all go through things. And sometimes
Absolutely.
We feel like we're alone, but we're not alone. So I think it's just very helpful and very encouraging to share what's going on, you know, share your story so that people know that you're not alone. There are other people
exactly.
that are going through as well. And,
sharing,
it'll help someone.
Exactly.
Encourage someone. You know, inspire someone along the way.
Exactly. You hit it on the head. And that was the thing. You're not alone. And I always say, and you have heard me say this to all of you guys out there, if you need someone to talk to, talk to us. We're here each morning, and we have big ears here. You know, and we're happy to talk to you. And big mouth. So that's what we are here to do. Listen, if you're just tuning in, folks, this is our host chat. It's with me, Kerry Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York, in New York City, of course, one of the boroughs. And I am on with Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. So real good stuff. Yeah, real happy about that. And wanted to also, now this weekend, we started off talking a little bit about what we did over our weekend. And for me, I had an opportunity to get down to Roots Rock Salon. That's Siobhan's, Ms. Siobhan's
awesome.
Place. I know you guys know her from being on the show. And I hadn't been there. I was telling Siobhan, it's usually, I guess, when it was warm. So it's been like a year or two, I think, since I've been down there.
Okay.
To West Orange, New Jersey. She's right on Harrison Avenue with a beautiful shop. I think I have some pictures somewhere. I'll try to get some of that onto our online community at HAIRadio.com under the forum tab. So I'll get some new things there for you guys to, which I kind of documented my journey down to West Orange, New Jersey. To Roots Rock Salon.
Awesome.
Now, by the way, she has a new commercial that's going to air right here on our network. That's number one. I loved her, the visit to the shop. because I think I have a quick piece that that I'll get on that you guys will hear of one of her actual customers. I got a moment to grab a good quick interview with a young lady who
Great.
Just had her hair. Yeah, it was, she had, you know, when you have long locks, like around the roots, it kind of sometimes can not unravel, but it's not as tight. And sometimes, so it'll make your hair look less fresh. And you want to always look good. If you've got
always
cultivated
look
locks.
Good.
Yeah, if you've got cultivated locks. So that's what she was doing. She was getting what we call tightening up. And I was just so impressed. When I got to the shop, the young lady was already in the chair, and I think she was under the dryer, so it was just was the last phase. And so she took, you know, Ms. Siobhan, she took real great care of her. The lady was so, I didn't get to see the before, but boy, I saw the after, and her whole attitude just beamed. So I think I'll try to
wow.
get that on to you guys, yeah, in just a little bit.
You look good, you feel
well,
good.
You do, you really do. That's the thing. You really do feel good, and that matters. It matters.
Yeah.
Especially these days.
Especially for a woman. When your hair is not
done,
okay. you just don't feel right.
Yeah, and I'm going to say for some men. I'm raising my hand.
Well, for men too, but
I'm
speaking from a woman.
No, no,
you
no,
know,
I got
woman's
you.
Perspective.
I understand.
When that
of
hair
course.
Is not done, it's just, whoo.
Yeah,
you
well,
count down
yeah.
until you get
I
it
mean,
done.
I get it. But like I said, I think it's for everybody. I think you feel better. It's so
yes.
associated with your spirit somehow, and I think
right.
that's why hair is so
right.
big for our community. Hair is really, I always say, it's the proxy. Hair represents so much more to us. It's not the
right.
just cosmetology speaking, or I shouldn't say cosmetically speaking. It's not just appearance-wise, as you guys know. It's very, very deep for us and our community. And so great time down there at Roots Rock Salon. Again, Siobhan does all types of services down here. She's doing great. And it's a beautiful place. It's very suburban, very nice, nice places, right out minutes outside of New York City. So
okay.
Very easy to get
Glad
to.
Glad you got
yeah.
a chance to go and enjoyed it.
I did.
Great.
I did. It was really fantastic. If you ask what style I got, I'll tell you, but you didn't ask me yet.
Carrie, what style did you have done?
Oh, nice good thinking. Okay, great. I got something that I think, if I keep talking, I'm going to have to put up some pictures of it, so I'm going to shut up.
Go ahead and
but
put
I
some
got,
pictures up. We want to see.
I think I have a picture or two I probably could share. I'll put all that in the HAIRadio.com.
Great.
And I'll let you take a look at the picture, and you guys tell me what you think. But I think she did a great job. Now, also, so kind of moving on a little bit. There's been so much going on, you know, and I just want to say thank you to all the folks, our legacy advertisers. I don't get a chance to talk much about them, yet you hear their commercials all the time. Folks like FixYourFeet.com, where this time of the year, it's all about your feet. You
yes.
have to go to the beach.
Summertime.
Yeah, I put my hand up to God. I was looking. There was a lady. I was standing in line. I don't know if it was me going. I think I was that trip over the weekend. I was en route back or something. And she was standing in line with sandals on. And she just had her toenails were not quite as lovely as she probably would have wanted them to be. And
oh, wow.
immediately I thought about FixYourFeet.com. I really did. I thought about Dr. Yolanda Ragland. I said, oh, my gosh, this is what she talks about. Because, you know, everybody's going to the beach. And
right.
so, and women in particular, you talk about women, I'm sure that you guys feel a lot more passionate about how your feet look than
yeah.
us guys. You know,
yeah.
we can just pretty much go out there with bunions and coins. What do they call it? Corns. And who knows what? And we don't even think twice about it. Although we should. That's why fixyourfeet.com is so important. They help everybody.
Very important.
So check her stuff out. Yeah, check it out. Are you a big sandal woman? Beach toe, you know, going through the water with no shoes? Or, you know, are you that kind of beach lady?
Well, Carrie, right here where I am, I'm not close to the beach. So we do have a pool in our yard, above ground pool in our yard. And,
the yard, you can have some. You don't need to have fancy feet in your backyard.
Exactly.
You can have garden
feet.
Like
I said, we're not close to a beach.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what that would feel like. I'm literally about 12 or 13 minutes from the beach.
Oh, wow.
Because I live right in Brooklyn, New York. So I'm right at the train station. Right across the street from my house is the train. And so I can be at Coney Island in about 13 minutes. And it's just lovely. It really is. I get to, you know, I've taken some pictures. They're on my Facebook. When you go to Carrie Hines on my Facebook, you'll see.
Yeah,
I've got pictures that I've taken at Coney Island and all that wonderful good stuff. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, the beach is important.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, for me,
so,
if we go to the beach, we have to go south to Biloxi, which is about 4.5 hours away.
Oh. Wasn't that a movie,
we have
Biloxi?
Drive away. Because we're, like I said, we're in North Mississippi. We're just an hour from Memphis. So we're way north in Mississippi. So
all I know is the song, Walking on Memphis. I know you guys do not know that song. But that's an old song. Look
that's
up the version with Cher. It's a great song. Hey, I tell you, there's been so much going on. What can we say? Listen, we got a lot to get to.
So much.
Yeah, we got a lot to get to. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Host Chat. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. This is the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, today, you know, if folks have been listening, this is mid-show. You guys need to know it's our broadcast number 731. 731. What do you think about that, Nicole Marie?
We're moving. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We're moving. We are moving on our way to 1,000.
1,000 and beyond. We're not going to stop
and
at 1,000.
No, yeah, we're not going to stop.
We're not going to stop. No, we are here. The Hair Radio Morning Show, that just reminds me, it is an institution. That's what we have been about. We started out not knowing where this train was going to, what station we'd be getting to. You know, what was the final destination? But I'm so glad we took the ride. I'm so glad.
And what a ride it is.
It has been incredible. We've had incredible artists on the show, and that is no different. Like coming up on tomorrow on Wednesday. Wednesday, we have a very special guest joining us for the hour. Now, this is a young man. He's not been on our show, but I think you're going to like him. He's going to help to be I guess he's like a guest co-host for the hour coming up, on tomorrow at about 8 o'clock in our spotlight hour. And then Thursday in our spotlight, Eugene Davis has the week off. And so we've got an incredible brand-new interview. You've never heard from her. She runs the Black Beauty Culture Association out of Nova Scotia, Canada. And she's got some things to share that she's never been on our show. But you're going to want to find out. You're going to want to hear from her. And, you know, she's going to fill you in all about Viola Desmond as well, who is on the money, literally, up in Canada. So we got a lot. Then we got some surprises on Friday's show, and we'll fill you in as well as we move along.
Great.
So lots of good stuff. Yeah, yeah, we always, you know, and this is, I call this a light week. But it's always a great week. here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and just kind of filling everybody in. One of the things I wanted to just answer, because folks always send questions, what the heck is the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist? And so let me just answer that for you. It's very quick and very easy. Trichology, trich means hair. So trichology are folks who study hair, or the word itself means the study of hair. That's what trichology means. And it's really folks who pay attention to the skin of the scalp, the scalp skin. And if you want to say it that way, if it's easier to remember. And they can assist you with finding out problems that might pertain to hair loss. And so it's really good because they get to not just, do some analysis, but also talk to you about your diet, talk to you about all kinds of things that can help you with fight off the hair loss. So I think it's really cool. Dermatology, yeah. Well, dermatology, you are talking about, derm means skin, and so it's a study of skin, and that's what those physicians, they're medical doctors. That's what a dermatologist is. A trichologist is not a medical doctor. Please understand that. A dermatologist, is. Okay, so very, very important. Does that make sense, Nicole Marie?
It does. It does make sense.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So that's pretty much that I wanted to kind of get on into. The last topic I wanted to kind of talk to you about, because it's all about to tip or not to tip.
Oh.
That is the question. So that's what I really wanted to kind of lead on in with today. So what are your thoughts? Are you a big time tipper, or you are the, you know, back away from the table slowly and kind of dash out the door?
No, I am definitely a tipper. I always leave a tip.
Okay.
I think it's very important. Yes, yes. Because the waiters and waitresses, they I think they get paid like something small, like $2 or something, and they, you know, they have to live on their tips, you know, to make their money, make their living. So I think it's very important, especially when you have good service, definitely tip them. And even if it's not so good, still tip them.
Really? I don't know about that part.
If you don't have good service, you don't leave them anything?
Well, if you don't have good service, that's how you send the message that you're not pleased. And then, of course, you don't go back to that restaurant.
Okay.
But you don't go back for different reasons. But I'll tell you, for me, yeah, I agree with what you say, because a lot, as far as, you know, their income, a big portion of it is based on the tips that are left.
The tips, yeah.
Right. And so it's encouraging for us to leave tips. I mean, that's how they need to make ends meet. And yes, they get very tiny amounts usually when it's covered like that. And in some places, they take the tips from you. I've heard of it.
Right.
Or
split
it or some kind of way.
Put that gratuity right on in on the bill.
Yeah. They do all kinds of things. But, yeah, you have a point about that. But for me, if the service is bad, would I tip? I'm going to have to say my real feeling is that if they are not doing a great job, I want them to be aware of that so that they can do a better job in the future. I'm going to say no. I'm going to skip out on that tip.
Okay.
Because I would like for you to, if you're serving me at the table, then that's how you improve. And so I'm going to say no. I think you should learn a lesson. So, no, I'm not going to give you my hard-earned money. I don't think you deserve it if you didn't treat me right. Now,
okay, I understand that.
Yeah, you know, so no, I'm not one of those that will just leave money regardless, no. That's what poor service sometimes those folks are banking on, that you're just going to leave it anyway, or you'll be shamed. Not me.
in those situations, when I do leave a tip, I leave very little, but I do leave something.
Well, yeah, but they probably, I wouldn't go back to that restaurant if I were you, leaving a small tip. I don't know about that one. But I will say this, you know, everybody, you know, you're right. I'm just joking, but we got to be more understanding of folks and what people are going through. And I think, you know, leave a tip. It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
It's not going to hurt you. Now, what's interesting, though, I saw a piece where they were saying on TV where they swipe the tip. They actually get to, you know, let's say that you go to the store and you just order a bottle of water that's behind the counter. They expect you to leave a tip because they served you the bottle of water from behind the counter.
Oh, wow. No, I don't agree with that.
Oh, really?
Wow.
No, just leaving a tip anyway?
Not just for a bottle of water. Now, if I sit for a meal, but not for just a bottle of water, no.
And even though they had to reach for the water behind them or go to the counter and get it off the counter? Get it off the shelf?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's what we're talking about today. So that's interesting. And that's the thing. Then they show you this digital screen and says, hit the tip thing, whichever amount you want to tip for.
Wow.
And so maybe too much is being made of tipping these days.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We're focused on
that one there, I don't agree.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I kind of agree with you because I think that we can do better. We can do so much better. Yeah, doesn't make sense. So tipping is, to tip or not tip, we'll continue to talk about it right here on the Air Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hinesworth, Nicole Marie. And we have so much more, of course, coming up today. Now, a little later this morning, of course, we got Michael Hopkins will be with us in just a bit, of course, to kind of fill us in on what's happening today on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I love that his show still comes on in the last half hour, in our third hour, which is about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And so we want you guys to stay tuned. So I'm super hyped about all of this today.
I am too.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear what Michael has to share today.
Yeah, he always has something. Now, listen, I don't know if you guys heard the show. I think it was Friday's show. Michael just surprised the heck out of me. We had on Kyle Knight, who's a great rap artist. And I just, and this is
awesome.
You know, it's, where you think that as we get a little bit older that we might not fit into the, you know, to what's relevant these days. And I just love that Michael Hopkins keeps his nose to the grindstone.
Yes, he does.
And he's on top of what's happening out here. He was much more informed than I was. I really had to – he did an awesome job as well as you. And we just had great fun with Kyle Knight. So play it back if you can. Yeah, you can always Google it. It's a really great piece, and we had a lot of fun. So check it out if you can. So, Nicole Marie, I'm excited about all of these things to come and looking forward
also.
To this week. Yeah, on the Hair Radio Morning
another
Show.
Another exciting week.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to go ahead. We'll take a little bit of a break. And we'll be back. You guys keep it right here. There's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to. Stay with us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston.
Finally, you come along, so
Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, July 26th of 2022. And I'm bringing to the line, it's our show number 731. I'm bringing to the line, you just heard our commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm talking about the one and only Shanta Love. Good morning, Shanta Love.
Good morning to everyone. Happy
all right.
Happy Tuesday.
Well, listen, we're going to be drawing with Michael Hopkins in just a moment. We talked about him. You know, this is, it's always a beautiful Tuesday here, and we're live on the air. But I have to say, today feels a little special. It really does. And it's great to have you kind of drop by every so often. You kind of drop on in with us right here. Now, listen, we just heard your commercial right here on the broadcast talking about Organic Love Collection. What's going on these days? What's new over there? What can you tell us about your amazing products?
Well, honey, as that famous song says, it's hot time summer in the city. So
yes.
Most people are switching off into, I have a Solid Love, which is the, you know, solid shea butter. And I also have the same formula in Liquid Love. So Liquid Love is the same ingredient. Yeah, it's the same ingredient.
It just sounds good.
However, it's only one or two drops, and I have a specially tempered bottle. So when you go to squeeze the bottle, only one or two drops come out, so it doesn't overwhelm you, such as some other oils. So you put it on, and if you touch the bony prominences, such as your elbows or your knees, it warms it up quicker.
Right, right.
And maybe one or two drops will do each limb. And you do the abdomen with one or two drops, and before you know it, you know, pat, 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 you're out the house. And it quickly absorbs within 90 seconds. Yes. Men love it.
I love it.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
It absorbs. Mm. You can use it in your hair. You can use it everywhere. You can use it on your lips. If you put it on your hips, it's such a rich oil. It helps remove stretch marks by reinvigorating the skin with moisture.
Wow.
But most of all, the healing effects of shea butter.
Awesome. Well, this is what I love about Organic Love Collection. You bring it, Shonda Love. You bring it right here to our broadcast. Yes. Well, now we're live. We're live on this Tuesday morning. So just folks know, it's about 7:47 New York time. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. Shonda, I want to talk a little bit. You were listening. We had Nicole Marie talking about tipping. So I just want to get your opinion. What is it? Do you kind of like to tip, or you're not so much a big tipper? You know, and particularly we were talking about if you did not receive good service. Like when you go to the restaurants or wherever, and you don't feel that the service measured up to your standard, would you still leave a tip? That, I think, was the big question today. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, coming from the service industry, it's important to show gratitude.
I know everybody from the service industry, I'm leaving a tip no matter what.
Yes.
So, you know,
when you go, especially if you go into the salon, if you go into the salon and you know what it takes to do your hair and for you to come out looking good, sometimes people have off days, but I usually tip. Now, I'll tip 10%. If the service is really good, I'll tip more. But I was always taught from a very young child, if you don't have the money to tip, then you shouldn't go. So you always have to be prepared.
Wow.
Yes. You always have to be prepared to tip.
That.
Now, if the service isn't going well in the get-go, you should say, hey, you know, is everything okay? And, you know,
you don't
that's,
just
that's
break
it
in, honey,
up.
You ain't getting a tip today.
Right. You give them a heads up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that the flow is not well. But nowadays, since COVID, people know that times are hard. If you want your tip, you better perform excellently. And I was always taught, if you're in a service industry, do your very best. And if you're not doing your very best, then you should say, hey, you don't deserve a tip. Mm-hmm.
You know what? And it just dawned on me. I have got to get back down to my friend at Roots Ross. I didn't give her a big tip on the weekend. Well, she knows. I give her the biggest tip from the heart. And it was somebody who told me, they said, I think it was yesterday's show or what have you, and I said, no, you know, sometimes just a smile, giving a wink and a smile, you know, sometimes you may not have it. I love what you said, too, that you just don't go by there. You know, you don't, not to be, you know, you just don't go. If you know you can't afford it, then don't go there. You're not going asking for the hookup, so to speak. And I really did. So my friend, she just takes care of me there. Shout out to Siobhan. Listen, I love what you had to say. And I get this from everybody in the service industry. So I already knew where we were going with that, and I loved every word. Good stuff, Shonda. Shonda Love is always, you're always on point. Let's work in Michael Hopkins. Yeah, of course. Michael Hopkins, you're on with Shonda Love, Kerry Hines, and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Vet Talk Radio Show, Upscale Magazine Radio. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, and good morning to you guys from downtown, beautiful Spotsylvania. Just a little,
Virginia.
Cloudy today. We had a whole lot of rain last night.
Yeah. I heard about that down there in your area. Now, Michael, you've been listening to the broadcast today. We were just talking about tipping. Is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show a big tipper? Are you a big tipper, or do you just tiptoe out the door after you've gotten the service? Which are you, Michael? Tell us. Are you a tipper, or are you a tipster?
Oh no! I tip, and the reason that I tip and I make it a habit is because I know how hard people work in that type of industry. Because my daughters, when they were young, they worked in that type of industry. And when they used to come home at night, I used to listen to what they would have to say about their day. That's sort of like a tradition thing here in my family that after a hard day's work, you know, we sit around the campfire and just kind of talk about the day. And that's one of the things that would come up about tiffing or the lack of thereof. And once I started listening
to
them.
Your family is like the Black Waltons. I have never in my life heard of so much. You know, when I hear Michael Hopkins talk about his family so lovingly, it's, Shanta Love, am I right? Do you not hear this?
Yes. Wonderful family interactions. Very healthy psychology of family within your household, Michael. Yeah, thumbs up to you.
I agree. I just learned from them, and I learned how to watch the servers and the service that they give. And, you know, if they give excellent service, even if I don't have the money, all of a sudden the money will appear to give them extra money for a tip. It's just something I just do. And I never realized the impact of things like this until sometimes when I go to the market to pick up, like I like seafood, and I'll go to a certain market and pick the food up, and I've always learned how to be gracious and grateful and say foolish things like, thank you, you're welcome. Foolish things like that. And that, and when you're with
just
people,
appreciation.
You know, yeah, it shows you appreciate them and their service. And a lot of times I've had people, just because I've asked them, how's your day going today? How are you today? And all of a sudden they kind of, you know, they're not used to that. A lot of people aren't used to that, like in the service industry. And all of a sudden they look at you and then they have to think about it, and then they get a big smile on their face. And, you know, the next thing you know, sometimes they're doing little extra things for you that normally is not going to happen. And I listen to the other people around me, and I get in trouble for my wife because she thinks I'm being newsy, but it's just, that's my nature. This is what, for half of my life, this is what I've done. But then I realize, oh, my goodness, you're not going to tip this lady after she did all of this for you, and you think it's okay? It's not okay.
It says so much about the person that you're with when you're sitting across. Like if you're on, you know, for the ladies out there, you're on your first date and, you know, you're with the guy, what have you, and he's not offering to tip. The way that he treats the service, the person that's servicing the table, and it's the same for the opposite. But, Shanta Love, am I right? If you see somebody and they're being a little rude to somebody who is providing a service, doesn't that make you feel a certain way? It just makes you feel a certain way.
Yes, it's a prelude to what's to come in that in that relationship if it evolves. If it's nice to you and they mistreat the waitress or waiter, then that says something about who they are and what they are and how they will act and in positions where you're compromised and maybe you're vulnerable. So the waiting staff is usually educated because they interact with a lot of people. So they know the cues and the nuances of interaction. So anytime you go out of your way to be rude to them, you're jeopardizing the quality of your food, so to speak. And two, you're not a nice person.
You're jeopardizing. Hold it, back up a minute on that one. Did you say you're jeopardizing the quality?
Right.
You know, you're you're absolutely right.
Rude.
I say if you're going to be rude to the waitstaff, you better find a new place to eat, period.
Right.
You know, you don't want to go back and order a hamburger, you know, and trust me on that. So
my little girl, she's mostly vegan for the most part, you know. So she takes in very small amounts of meat intermittently. If we're on the go, it's very difficult. She's never had a sandwich, and she's 10 years old. So I'm trying to get her acclimated, being able to have a sandwich, whether a vegan sandwich or she'll take in small amounts of turkey. So I had tipped the person that was serving us at this sandwich specialty place, and it made the woman so excited that she went to extra mile and she cut up all the vegetables and put them on the side and was like, just in case she doesn't want to eat the turkey, she can just have a vegetable sandwich and you could flip the lettuce, the tomatoes, and I think it was sweet peppers back onto, you know, the bread with a little mayo. And she can have that alone if the turkey is too overwhelming to her. And guess what? We're going back. We're going to go back, and
wow.
I got the person's name. And guess what? Now we have a relationship to a simple $5 tip. So
really nice.
People will go the extra mile, especially if you go to the bar. If you tip up front, guess what? If you're a drinker, especially if you like to drink wine, and you tip up front, you get to the bar, you tip the bartender $20 or, so to speak, grease their hands with $20. After that, you could drink the whole bottle of wine, and they're only going to charge you for one glass. Can you imagine?
You know what? So it really, the secret is in showing your appreciation. That is true. And I love what you guys said. You have really opened up my eyes a bit on this. I really liked it. I really appreciate what you both had to say and that you have compassion for others who are obviously working hard right in front of your eyes. And it just says so much more about you guys. And I appreciate it. All right, Shanta Love, thank you for checking in with us today.
Have a great
Tuesday
day.
Morning. Yes, you too. Now, hold it, Shanta, you down there. Just, you know, it's a bit sunny out there, so just go out, enjoy the weather. It's not quite as hot as it has been in the Northeast, so make it a great day. For everybody else, thank you, Shanta Love. Thank you.
Thank you. Organic Love Collection. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Michael, I want to say we're going to take a little commercial break. When we come back, Hopkins, Opera Hopkins, we're going to be talking with you about what's coming up on the Vet Talk Radio Show. It's your episode number 40 today. Wow.
Man, wow.
That's kind of like my age. Yeah. So we got a lot to celebrate today. Oh, you just
sound like you're playing to me.
A little bit late.
Okay.
All right.
Doing the Jack Benny thing,
so,
right?
Hey, oh, that was 39. I'm
39.
Not supposed to know that
my
age. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we are going to, we'll be right back with more with Michael Hopkins on what's happening today. Now, I can't wait to hear this because we're going to talk a little bit about it. All I'm going to say is that it has the word, other than honorable. So I'm not going to say a whole bunch more. I'm going to let you explain all of this, OTH and all that, to the folks after this break. You don't want to leave us. Keep it right here for more of the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. I'm with Michael Hopkins. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's movie talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app.
and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Nah, 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 come on.
Welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. It is Tuesday morning. It's July 26th of 2022. It's hour show number 731, show number 731. You guys know before we went to the music break there, we were talking with, I call him Hopper now, Michael Hopkins. He's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday morning, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Michael, good morning again, and welcome to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning again, Carrie Hines. I'm still
yes.
here in beautiful downtown
Spotsylvania, Virginia. Well, listen, I'm in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. It's about 8:07 in the morning New York time, so that's about 7:08 now for the folks out in the Central Time Zone. Listen, Michael, we're going to get to a little bit more of what folks can expect to hear on the Vet Talk Radio Show coming up in just about a little over 20 minutes from right now. But I want to just remind folks, actually, I have some news to drop. I've just gotten it on high authority that the brand new next edition for Upscale will be out very, very soon. And this means that Upscale Magazine, you guys know, and again, their website, just so that you have it, is upscalemagazine.com, upscalemagazine.com. And they've got an incredible, wonderful artist and writer named Money Long. Now, she is on the brand new issue, so I'm super, super excited about it. It's the August-September issue. It really commemorates 34 years of Upscale Magazine, and I'm super, super hyped about it. It's going to be distributed down at the Brown Brothers event coming up a little later in August as well. I'm super, super excited about it, and we're going to keep you informed right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And also, of course, over at the Upscale Radio Network. Now, the 24-hour Upscale Magazine Radio, let me just officially say that, upscalemagazineradio.com. You can get there just by going there. You can listen, rather, just by going there to that 24-hour station, which airs around the clock. Now, right now, it's playing a kind of like an assortment of wonderful classic shows along with recent episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show over there, as well as some interviews that are new, Michael, and are for the Upscale audience. So there's some other content over there that you're not going to hear here on our morning show. So real good stuff. And again, shouting out the folks at Upscale Magazine. And UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. The whole team is amazing. Hey, wanted to say, and also, by the way, look for some special advertisements coming up in the next issue. I, Carrie Hines, have done some contributions. We have a couple of pages in there that you're going to love to see. I'll kind of park it there for right now. We'll talk more about that in the weeks ahead. Now, coming up on tomorrow's show, this is big. Coming up on Wednesday, well, I have a gentleman who's joining us. He's never been on the show. He'll be with us live. And if you think it's live today, wait until tomorrow. He is someone who we're trying to get him to be a program regular. He's got that much energy and excitement and comedic talent to bring to the broadcast. So I'm super hyped about it. You'll meet him tomorrow in this space right here between 8 and 9 Eastern time, 7 and 8 Central. You don't want to miss it. I trust me on that. Okay, so be here with us tomorrow on Wednesday. Then Thursday, we are inviting Samantha from the Black Beauty Culture Association, BBCA. She's up in Halifax. So this is Nova Scotia, which is in Canada. So lots to say there. She's up in Canada. And I'm real excited because what we're doing, I guess I'll let a little bit of the cat out of the bag. We're kind of, launching this global, inter-global network. And that's what Hair Radio is leading up. And so I'm real excited. We're going to have a conversation between Canada and the diaspora of the continent, Africa. So we've got North America represented by Canada and the United States. And then we've got over across the continent of Africa, as I mentioned, with folks from Ghana. We have folks from Nigeria. And we'll be welcoming. I have an interview coming up with folks from Botswana as well in the southern part of Africa. So not to mention Egypt. We're shouting you guys out as well. And so much other, so many other folks. I'm just so excited, not to mention a couple other countries and places. So they'll be joining us. Now, Michael Hopkins, I think I've teased you well enough today to talk about Vet Talk Radio Show. So we're circling back to Vet Talk Radio Show. Hopper Hopkins, first, are you excited about today's broadcast coming up at 8:30?
Oh yeah, most definitely. This one that we're doing is actually part of a series, and this particular topic, if it's appropriate, I just put it on out there. Is that okay, Carrie? I just put it on out there.
Absolutely, it's other than honorable discharge, correct, Michael Hopkins?
Right, correct. Correct.
Okay. So tell us, yeah, because to me, when I hear, other, it kind of sounds like it's not, it's kind of dishonorable. You didn't say the word I did, but that's what it kind of sounds like. But it may not mean that exactly. So you're going to break it all down. That's what I believe. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You're 100%. And just a little taste. Other than honorable, it's sort of not what you would want as a military service member. It is not
okay.
The type of being discharged out the military that you would want. There are some others we're going to be talking about, but this is like the first in a series of just like what you said. These are some of the things that you work hard, you go in the military, You spend all this time service to your country, and something happens. May or may not be your fault, but something happens. As service members, we all want to leave the military, whether you do 20 years or 4 years, 2 years, 10 years. We want to leave honorably. Just that word, honorably, that shows the world that you serve with dignity and honor in the armed forces of the United States. Unfortunately, when you get that other than honorable, it shows people that, hey, you went into this organization with good intentions, but somewhere along the way, you left out, and you left out with not very good intentions, your reputation and all that. A lot of times, Carrie, employers look at that. The really savvy employers,
right?
They look at the character of service that a person had. They look at that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, Carrie, believe it or not, it doesn't matter
Michael,
if you're working.
Michael. If you go, the folks are not going to tune in because you're going to give them the show right now. We're not going to do that. We're going to stop right here. Michael.
Okay, can't go in there. You're quite right.
You guys almost got, because I was so entranced, Michael, with what you said. I was like, yeah, characters and service. Oh, good, good, good. But I said, hold it. We got to have the show airing in about 15 minutes. And, Michael, you've got a whole lot that they haven't heard. So, yes, you got a real good preview this morning, but you've got a lot to get into on this. And let me tell you something. I know you don't want to miss it. So, Hopper Hopkins, thank you. I know the fans just love you. You're just always giving something extra, Hopper Hopkins. So, good stuff. So, Michael, I'm going to send you off to get ready for your appearance in just a bit. Okay, so... We appreciate you, Michael Hopkins. You're always bringing it here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and on the Vet Talk Radio Show. You're doing double duty these days. And so, so good job, Michael. Okay, we'll see you in just a little bit for your Vet Talk episode.
Sounds
number
like
40.
A plan to me.
Again,
okay. Sound like
my
a plan.
Age. All right, we'll see you in just a bit. Folks, yeah, we almost kind of let Michael give it all away today. We're not going to do that. We're gonna get Michael on. He'll be back in just a few minutes with his episode. I cannot wait. It's going to be great. Hey, remember this conversation with Trucker Ed, my dear friend, who kind of helps us to kind of recapture some great memories. It's only a few minutes. Take a listen, and we'll be back. More of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us on this incredible Getting to Know You segment. He goes back quite a bit, and surprisingly, you guys have heard him before right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
good
buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I figured the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best, folks
right.
in our everyday
yeah.
lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about
yeah.
the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members of my extended
you. You,
family.
You.
Sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed
yes.
and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning. The beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks
that.
About the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, that's
but
too
Ed
many.
Ed knows
that's
everything,
many.
So Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember us... back in the day, like, we was in Newark, and we had our, you know, you had your office there, and that's where
right.
it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. And the Ironbound well, section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really
yeah,
was.
It was
I think
so
it was
much
on
fun
the,
back then.
And it was a third-floor walk-up, if I recall. It was,
yeah,
like, I think
uh-huh.
it was the third floor, second or third floor. It was way up, many steps. And
yeah,
I remember...
Yeah.
We didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And
right, right,
we would
yeah.
have on the celebrities like Little Susie and mm-hmm. local. She had a big hit record, though, back in the day. In
yeah, she did.
Music.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could
yeah, she was popular back then.
Exactly. She was popular. And we, Cece Peniston came and brought her manager.
Oh,
to,
I remember
to,
that.
Yes, that was the early, early
that.
Days.
Yeah.
yeah.
I was
Montel
able to shake
Jordan.
Her hand and everything. Oh, my
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember that? You were
yeah.
you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
Yeah,
I forgot you were there.
That.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was
awesome
so,
to meet her.
Just, she was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all
yes,
were, Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but they used to, we had our office on the third floor. And next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they
oh,
did
I remember
the
that.
Radio.
Yeah,
remember the,
uh-huh. yeah.
So they gave me the microphone to use
uh-huh.
for
right.
Cece Peniston's interview, her very first interview,
uh-huh.
not the one that you
yeah.
guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But the very, very first time she ever did our show. And we were all huddled around one mic, literally, all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah. Remember
yeah,
that? Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time. And
yeah,
I think, if I recall correctly, I remember coming back from Los Angeles in the mid-90s, and I remember we first kind of, like I said, we were doing Center Stage, and then we started the Hair Radio Show. But I took
right.
the Fluff the Bear monies. Remember, I started Fluff the
right.
Bear out in California.
Yeah, Fluff the Bear, yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back
yeah.
to the East Coast, I opened up the office space. And remember, I had Esther was one of my assistants.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
we had.
It was so much fun.
It was great. And then I think we had about 17 people, sales reps.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was so busy. Everybody
right.
was coming and going. And
yeah.
we were producing the radio shows. And
right.
I just remember walking to the station.
Mm-hmm.
down
right.
across from Penn Station in Newark, New
oh,
Jersey.
Oh, I was about to say that. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
that?
That
was the AM station.
Exactly. It was NJR.
NJR.
Right,
yep.
The NJR. It was way up, and it was a beautiful building. It still is down there in Newark, New Jersey, Newark.
Yeah.
And it was
mm-hmm.
just, we would go up the beautiful elevator. It was just gorgeous. It was a brand new
yeah,
building.
Yeah, it was really nice, yeah.
It was really nice. I mean, we were like big
yeah.
time stars going to the radio
yeah,
station.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
It was nice because we
yeah.
would walk from our production office to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That was
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah,
and at
yeah.
the time, I don't know if you remember this part, Ed. I was living in Montclair, New Jersey. Which is northern
right.
New Jersey, outside of New York. And I remember that I had a limo account. And the limo, the same folks that picked up Cece, came down and they would drive me to work every day from Montclair. So
right.
they would literally come to the house in Montclair, New Jersey, pick me up and bring
mm-hmm.
me to the office. And they would be on our show. That's how let me tell you
yeah.
something, it was a fabulous time.
Yes.
I remember
you giving me assignments like when we was at the radio station in Newark and I
yeah.
had to do a couple of commercials for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was nervous. I was like, oh, I hope I get this right.
Well, I remember you guys out there are gonna love this. I remember one of the first accounts we had. Who had
mm-hmm.
a pizzeria in Harrison, New Jersey, which is right
oh,
outside of
yeah,
New York, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Nino's Pizzeria.
My God, I can't believe you remember
that
business.
Nino's Pizzeria, and it's still there.
Now, this
is
going back
there.
To the 90s, folks.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you
oh,
were the voice
man.
Of that, the very first commercial we ever did on the Hair Radio Show. Or any, I think that those times we were Center Stage before we even got there.
Yeah.
I think we were doing
right.
Hair Radio once in a blue moon at that time. It wasn't, Hair
right.
Radio hadn't taken over everything at that point. But I remember you did the commercial and you had a famous tagline. Now, this is an Italian restaurant. And let me tell you, folks, it was so great because they welcomed our entire staff. And we had a staff. We had Stewart and Gary, Ed, myself,
mm-hmm.
Esther. So I had assistants and folks that would help with production and watched over the salespeople. And we would all head over to the pizzeria. And they were just absolutely fantastic. And I remember that. I remember
yeah.
it well. And
oh,
do you
yeah.
remember your famous tagline from the commercial?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I'm
going to
tell
remember.
You guys what it
I
is.
I know you know what it is.
I remember it was, you know, come to Nino's Pizzeria because we make it a pizza. And so, Ed, what do you want to tell folks that they may not know about me? You know, I've known you for quite a few. I'm not going to say how many years exactly, but it's been a couple. Okay, but what you might want people to know about who I am? You know me well.
Oh, Carrie Hines. Carrie Hines. Yeah. I tell you, he is the most honest person, most friendliest person. I can't say it. He's just one of those guys that you would just love to meet, love to hang out with, and you would just have a ball.
Thank you, Ed.
Just have a
ball.
I
appreciate that. And I say the same thing about you. You have lived your life in these decades in a very admirable way. You're a great family man. You have always been. And it has been inspirational. So I'm very proud of you. And I love that over the years, when our lives have had a chance to cross paths, because you've, like I said, you've literally been on our show and talked about the strangest of things, Ed.
Right.
I remember. It was all over the news. I remember this story. There was the guy.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins and all of the amazing fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to welcome you to this episode of the broadcast. Michael, this is really, I mean, every week you always bring us something amazing and great that helps the lives of the veterans. What do you have for us on today's broadcast?
Well, Carrie, good morning from...
Good morning, yes, to you and to everybody, to all of it.
Yep, beautiful
and all
down. But, well, today, Carrie, on this particular show, we're going to be talking about something called Other Than Honorable Discharge, or as military people, we call it OTH.
OTH, okay, I have to tell you. Repeat that for me one more time. Other than honorable discharge
or an OTH.
Okay. Well, that doesn't, I don't know about that. If it sounds so great, okay, but I will let you get into it, Michael Hopkins. Now, does the name match? I guess we're going to find out, folks. Okay, Michael, jump on in. We want to hear about this. OTH, other than honorable. Discharge. Wow.
Usually this one, Carrie Hines.
Yes.
This is usually one that's really an undesirable way to get out of the military. Really.
It sounds like it. Wow.
Undesirable way to get out of the military. Basically what it means is this. You did some really serious things that you weren't supposed to do while you were in the military. You know, the conduct, your protocol, the service that you were supposed to perform as a service member. There's some things that, unfortunately and regrettably, you didn't live up to the standards. You really didn't. You decided to do some things, as Frank Sinatra say, I did it my way.
Right.
You decided to do some things your way. And the military is not like that. That's why we wear uniforms. That's why, you know, we work in groups. That's why we do all these things, because when you raise your right hand, you decide to go into the military, guess what?
What?
You're supposed to do certain things.
Yeah, it's either my way or the highway.
That's right. You said,
"Wow,
you said I, and you said your last name or your full name, and you're going to defend intuition. You're going to listen to people who are appointed above you. That's one of the things that you said you were going to do. So when you decided not to do that, or you decided to come up positive on a drug test, or you decided to beat your commander up, or whoever's appointed above you, or you decided to find things that don't belong to you and sell them on the black market.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all of these are things that kind of happen out there, allegedly, right? Kind of, you know, some things that have happened. Wow.
Right.
Okay, man.
When you decided to do all of these things, you put, you know, the sad part about it, Kerry Hines, when you have service members like this, they put all of us in jeopardy.
Right,
exactly. Can you imagine, for example, you got a guy that's the supply sergeant, and between the front lines and the rear, he's transporting ammo, weapons and ammo. And he decides that he could make monetary gain
on the side.
On the side. By selling ammo to civilians. And usually what happens, those civilians turn out to be combatants. So now they're shooting at us with our own ammo and our own weapons. What's wrong with that fiction?
Exactly. All because of someone taking a selfish act.
Right. They decided it was okay and nobody's going to find out. And a lot of time, unfortunately, in military service, and this has gone all throughout military history, a lot of times us as military people, we study a lot of this stuff. We go to briefings and classes and how to conduct yourself. And UCMJ, that's the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And basically with that, that's how as a service member, you can get charged with crimes, minor or major crimes.
Wow.
As a service member. Now, you know, it's our equivalent of the criminal system on the civilian side, but it's us on the military side. And you have people that just, they may come in the military, still have civilian tendencies, some people.
Okay, now hold it. Hold it. There's no such thing as civilian. Okay, hold it, Mike. You got to explain that. And I know what you mean, but please tell everybody what you mean.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, us in the military, we're all human. And
some of
us in our civilian life were, what's a good word for it, Kerry Hines? Creative. Yes, let's use that word.
Okay.
That is a good word for it. We were creative.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, in our civilian lives. And like on one of your favorite shows you always talk about, on like on Good Times. You remember how J.J. used to find things?
Okay, yes.
You remember how he used to find things?
Right,
well,
right.
We have people in the military that do stuff like that, too. They find things.
So I think what I'm hearing is that the behavior that they perhaps did in their civilian life prior to going into the military, maybe those ways kind of stayed with them a bit, and they carried some of that less than desirable behavior into the military with them.
Yep. See, Kerry, that's what I love about you. You put it in those very eloquent words. And that, I mean, those are very eloquent, man.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
You kind of take the sting out of it. I just put the sting in it.
You put the sting in that in a major way.
Yeah,
wow.
I've seen people do stuff, and under normal circumstances, it would be like, dude, you can't do that. But you have people, you know, sometimes I've seen guys find boats, I've seen them find trucks. tires, mm-hmm. You know, just stuff. They just found it.
Wow.
We don't know where it came from, but we found it. Well, you see,
wow.
Unfortunately and regrettably, you're not really supposed to be doing that, finding stuff.
So now you said the UCMJ, was that it? Did I say that correctly?
That's the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Wow.
That's
what you'll be facing if you find
things.
Okay.
Yes.
Michael,
yes.
I'm loving this topic today. Again, if the folks at the Vet Talk Radio Show, this is a very special episode. Every episode is special because you bring it other than honorable discharge today. That's what Michael Hopkins is talking about. OTH, you said. You guys in the military, that's they're familiar with that. This is unbelievable.
Very much so. Very much so.
Wow. Okay. Michael Hopkins,
made,
please. Yeah.
Yep, you just made some serious departures from conduct. There's a code of conduct that all of us in the military go by, Carry On. You come in basic training, and they tell you all this stuff. It's written down. They hand you books. You know, you're tested on it. All of this stuff. And they constantly talk about code of conduct. In a civilian world, we would be calling it doing the right thing, even when there are no other people around. You should be doing
integrity.
The right thing. Yeah, integrity.
That's what integrity is.
As a service member, you're supposed to have that. Everybody's supposed to know that you're a military person, even if you're not in a uniform. By looking at you and your demeanor and everything, they should be able to tell that you have something about you that has something to do with the military. They should be able to
tell.
And
I say it's a code of conduct. Okay.
Right.
I'm loving
and
this, Michael. Wow.
And a lot of people, unfortunately, Carry Hines, they just do not live up to the standards.
Let's turn it this way. Why do you think that's the case, Michael? Have you thought about it? Why do you think
a lot of us
fail to live up to the standard?
Yeah. See, a lot of us, Carry, and this is just for being in the military, and a lot of times, standards are lowered, and once you start lowering certain standards, like with the military, any type of military organization, it's just like law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Military is no different. When you start lowering certain standards, and I'll give you a perfect example, Carry Hines.
Okay.
It used to be when somebody like myself got out of the military, say in the 80s. A lot of us gravitated toward things like the fire department, police department, federal government, state government. We gravitated towards things like that because there were other people like us that were ex-military that were there. We gravitated to that stuff. And a lot of those organizations, they just ate it up. Oh, we got these military guys, and, you know, everything
right,
is okay.
Right.
It used to be for every, and I don't know the exact, so, you know, I can't be quoted on this, but just to give you an idea, it used to be for every position they had on, say, a law enforcement agency.
Right.
You may have had 100 guys trying to go for one position back then with law enforcement.
Wow.
Or with the jail system or the government or fire department, you know, 80s, 90s. That's what you would have.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, what started to happen, the standards started to change. It used to be, Karen, they found out that you did anything, say, with marijuana or any kind of drugs, that was it.
Uh-huh.
You were gone. You were taken out. It started getting to the point, well, how much did you smoke? Well, when was it? And I love tattooed, all that is fine. But it used to be certain things you couldn't have.
Does that reflect the society, though? Is it that when society norms start to evolve, we'll say, that is how it boils over to the military?
Right, and it bled over into the military so that we call them old soldiers, like people like myself, the ones that came in 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, a little bit of the 90s. We're considered old soldiers.
basically. You know, we were the guys. We were older. We were older now. So we had a certain standard we had to live by in order to be in the military.
Wow.
And when you were caught dropping the ball from the standards, the people in the military, you know, they would let you, you had to go. There's no, we're going to kumbaya and sit around the campfire. And, you know, this is not like, what's that, Survivor? We're going to have a council and all
exactly.
that. No.
Right.
We didn't have any of that.
None of that.
You violated the rules. You knew what the rules were. You have to go. We have to get you out of the military rather quickly. You have to go. They would do the same thing with military spouses. If you, if your spouse violated the rules of wherever they were, whatever post you were on or what have you, you didn't stick up to standards as a spouse of a military service member, you have to go home.
They
send you home.
Both or just the spouse?
No, they send the spouse because the spouse is your, what we would call dependent. You're responsible for him or her. And if they don't do what they're supposed to do, they have to go. As simple as that.
Wow.
And that's how with this OTH, a lot of times, a lot of that reflects upon, you know, the standards. And basically, this, other than honorable discharge, it's an administrative type discharge from the military.
Hmm.
You know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm blown away with this, Michael Hopkins. I am blown away, as always. But OTH, we want to remind everybody, other than honorable discharge.
Other than honorable.
And can you describe it as an undesirable ways to get out of the military?
Undesirable. It affects you. Now you're at the mercy, and that's the, what I want to emphasize, Carrie Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You're at
the mercy
of the VA healthcare system, the compensation system, the education system. You're at their mercy. It's like, you know, like Alice in Wonderland, off with their heads type thing. You're
correct.
At their mercy if they decide they want to give you benefits or not. They could say you could go down to the VA hospital and you could have PTSD because you're a combat vet. And guess what? Prior to, if I remember correctly, it was like 04, 05, they would say, don't worry about it. It was nice that you helped us out shooting at them folks, but no thank you. You have no education benefits, health benefits. That's what was happening with a lot of our veterans, especially our combat veterans. These guys have PTSD, you know, straight up combat PTSD coming back here to the world and getting in all kinds of troubles, problems, issues. We would see it on TV all the time. You know, they'd be involved in crime, murder, this, that. I mean, all kinds of stuff. But it all stemmed from military service. And when a lot of them got out, they got OTHs and, you know, the other ones that we'll be talking about in the future shows. But it's just been recently the grace of God and people understanding that it's not so much this guy's fault. You sent him somewhere to do something. Most people don't want to go to combat, Carrie. Most people don't want to go to that kind of environment. It's not like we all excited and this is like a movie and people fall down and they get back up. No, it don't work that way. Most people don't want to see all of that stuff. You know, that's why I try to keep it to a minimum. But they don't want to see that. But you expose these people to this stuff, and now all of a sudden they have a slip-up or something happens. Now you give them an OTH or you give them some other type of character of service that destroys them for the rest of their lives.
Or OTH again,
it could
other
be a victim of military
discharge.
Sexual trauma, Carrie.
Right. Wow.
But you
really
blame
sad.
It on them. It really is. It, you blame it on them. It's their fault that they got into that circumstance. And that's, and that is just the sad part. They take everything away from you. And that's
now, Michael,
was this
a way that you have mentioned before about trying to change some of this? Or is it possible once you've kind of got this, you're kind of just, that's it? or is it, again, a way that they can, you know, fight some of this, or, you know, if there are errors, or, you know, or is there any way that this can be turned around or changed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is a way. You have to fight. As a veteran, we have to fight. We have to fight that same system that we were accountable to. And we have to the Board of Corrections, our legislative people that's in place, the Congress, the Senate, the media. We have to fight.
Everybody, you got to get on your side.
Lolly-dolly,
to help,
like we used to call it. Lolly-dolly and everybody, Kevin.
And everybody got to help,
right,
you,
so
because
everybody knows.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody has to know this, because this is just, it's so serious. It is so serious. You call people to war,
like
something happens, and then you blame it on them. Oh, we didn't tell you to go shoot those people. We told you to shoot them other people. It's your fault.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Really? Kidding me, right? But reality, and I love it that we're going over this so that some of the families of these veterans will start to understand
what's going on with that mind. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to turn to the angels in just a bit on this, because I think hearing you describe this, that's exactly what went through my mind. So how the families might react, or at least, you know, so we'll take it to them. So, Michael, I've got to ask you, are there any other, I mean, this is pretty bad, other than an honorable discharge, OTH, that everybody pretty much in the military, I'm sure, is aware of. But I certainly have to raise my hand on this. I was unaware. And so undesirable ways to get out. Any other undesirable ways you want to talk of this morning?
Oh, trust me, there are two more. And these are the really,
Move these along. Yeah, go right ahead, Michael. Jump right on in.
Yeah, these last ones are really, and one of them, it's called a bad conduct discharge.
Don't think that sounds too good to you, does it? No.
Right. With the bad conduct discharge, you just, there's something that you did that was just so horrible that the military, they won't even let you re-enlist.
Okay, wow. And it probably is what it sounds like. Just
right,
bad conduct.
You just decided that the heck with the rules and the regulations, I'm just going to do what I feel like doing. Because it's okay. You can't tell me what to do.
Well, you pretty much have to face what you got to face for that. But, Michael,
right.
So what is, okay, if I have to give you a drum roll, what is the last one of these that you wanted to talk about on this episode for other than an honorable discharge, other than
honorable
ways? Yeah.
The last type of discharge that all veterans do not want is the dishonorable one.
That's huge.
This is dishonorable. And we see this a lot, especially during wartime. You see it a lot.
Well, tell us what that is.
Act.
What is the dishonorable discharge?
Well, you went in the village and you wiped out the whole village of people, men, women, children, cats, dogs, whatever it was.
For example, folks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for an example. Wow. We don't want you to do this for real, anybody.
Exactly. Okay.
Right.
You got to make that clear.
We don't.
Okay.
But that's what you just did some serious crimes. You were a drug lord in the military.
Mm.
You aiding and abetting. You decided to sell high-value military equipment. What's that word for it? With the enemy. You cooperated with the enemy.
Yeah, conspire or whatever.
Conspire. These are the kind of lovely things that you did as a service member.
Wow.
And somebody documented all of this stuff.
It's flat out dishonorable.
Right.
It's just
you get
bad.
Yeah, you get no benefits whatsoever from being a service member. You can't even literally, you can't even walk into the VA hospital.
Wow. I'm sorry, Mike. I don't mean at all to make light, but I'm just blown away. In other words, it sounds like they just, boy, woof, that's it. You're done. You're toast in their eyes.
Because as soon as you go to apply for your benefits, you go to the VA hospital, they're gonna know your character of service. Computerized now. So you can't lie. You can't say, I ain't
no. You can't skip around it.
Yeah, yeah, you cannot, because it's going to pop up. And as soon as it pops up, it's just like the other things we just talked about, like the other than honorable. It pops up. Like I told you before, Carrie, your military service record follows you.
Forever now. I'm starting to get that. Like I was just, like you said, it pops up, and when it pops up, everything is popping off, as the kids say.
Oh, yeah.
Michael
Hopkins,
I appreciate all of your information. I appreciate you. I appreciate the veterans, all of our amazing veterans. I give you my official salute at this time of each broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show. We love you. We appreciate your efforts and your service. And, Michael, you've done an amazing job, as always on this show. We got to work in your producers. You guys know them, Nicole, Noor Jahan, and Katrina. You guys know them well. Let's lead in today with Nicole. Nicole, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning to you, producer. What do you say when, one of Michael's angels, of course, Michael's angels fan, what do you say when you hear all of this, and especially on this particular topic today, Nicole?
Just outstanding information. Thank you so much, Brother Michael. This information is just, again, life-changing, because people do not know. And once again, I just think it just shows and tells family members, friends, once again, why their family members may be acting in a certain way, things that they're going through. It comes from this.
Exactly. I got to ask Katrina about this, because as well, and for some reason always comes to mind about the family and always the family members that you have. Katrina, how did this strike you? And the, doesn't it help to understand what maybe, they're going through as a family, you as a family member, understanding what the veteran is going through?
Yes, it helped me to understand.
Thanks to Michael
great
today.
Deal about it. Thank you, Michael, because he is so remarkable and very thorough and detailed and educated in giving us all in depth with everything that go on. And so that makes you understand your family member more now, when you see what they're going through and why their life is like it is.
Exactly.
Especially
and I don't
when
know why,
you know
but,
they were in the service.
Exactly. But you came to mind on that. I've got to turn to Noor Jahan. And Katrina, of course, is out of Paris, Texas. Noor, what do you say out of Clarksville, Tennessee? What do you say about this?
Yes, good morning. So
good morning.
This information is just, I'm glad that he broke down the terms of what everything stood for.
Exactly. Even the obvious terms, like
more.
The word dishonorable, just kind of think we know, but we don't really know until today.
Right, exactly. And the creativity of some of these vets, and what they were doing to be dishonorable or other than honorable.
Some of the alleged behavior, okay.
Yes.
So this is
very, very, very important.
Yes. So I have to say for you guys, does it give you an opportunity to kind of, have compassion for your family members who are vets and understanding what they're going through? Doesn't it still kind of
definitely
make you kind of,
because we can't be judgmental. I know they've got the boards, Michael Hopkins, all those boards, UCMJ, the this, the that. They've got the boards for reviewing all of these things. But, you know, these are people that we are related to. These are people right. that are in our families and we know. So I think there's a level of some kind of a something that we've got to extend. We want to make sure, because I think everybody's intention when you sign up for the military, just looking from the outside, you know, I always believe that everybody wants to do the right thing. So I take that to heart, and it means something to me, and I'm sure it means something to all of you. And so, Michael Hopkins, before we start winding this episode down, what do you always kind of close out with? What is Michael's tagline? Michael, what is your tagline?
Harry Hines, it's all about the vets.
All right. Well, I have to say, in wrapping up this episode, don't forget, folks, to visit Michael's Vet Talk Radio page over at www.hairadio.com. There's a gift shop over there where you can pick up mugs and t-shirts and, of course, read all about what's happening on the next episode of Vet Talk Radio Show. We'll see you next time right here for a new edition or next installment. Here's the outro.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution. Smooth Black Ink. Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.